Weather conditions across the Midwest are still unchanged from that of yesterday's forecast. We're still expecting to see net drying conditions occur across the western Corn Belt, with temperatures staying very warm to hot for about three more days before there's an opportunity for some cooling to take place. Temperatures yesterday afternoon across the region were mostly in the 90s, and the western Corn Belt will likely see temperatures staying in the 90s yet another two or three days, and then some cooling will occur with high temperatures falling back into some 80s as we move into the latter part of the weekend and on into early next week. The eastern Midwest will also experience some cool-off. In fact, temperatures will become much more seasonable, with highs in the 70s and 80s expected as we get into the second half of the weekend and on into the first part of next week. The cool-off will come with some low temperatures that might slip into some upper 40-degree readings in the far north, but most of the lows will likely slip back into 50- and 60-degree readings, but that will only last for a couple of days, and some warmer weather will come back again next week. There's going to be another shot of cooler air coming along as we move out behind two frontal systems in the second week of the two-week outlook. One will be on the 6th through the 8th, and another one will occur on the 10th and the 11th, and those two frontal systems will bring with it an opportunity for rain. Well, I've already mentioned the fact that the western Corn Belt does not get much precipitation as we move out over these next few days. The total rainfall for the next 7 days in the western Corn Belt will run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a half inch, and not much more than that. There may be a couple of spots in Minnesota or Wisconsin that do a little bit better, but for the most part, none of this rain will be great enough to counter evaporation, and crop moisture stress will continue to be the primary theme for the western Belt. Rainfall in the eastern areas might be a little bit greater, but temperatures are not quite as warm, and the combination of slightly more precipitation and less intensive heat may translate into a little better environment for crop development. We'll look for rain totals over the next 7 days, running a quarter to three-quarters of an inch for areas to the east of Illinois, and we'll expect to see the high temperatures, as I mentioned before, cooling back into 70s and 80s after being in the 80s and lower 90s today, tomorrow, and Saturday. The forecast lows across most of the Midwest over these next two or three days will still be in the 60s and some 70s, which will be making it a fairly steamy period of time. The longer-range forecast continues to promote an opportunity for those two frontal systems I mentioned previously to come across the Midwest, the 6th through the 8th, and again the 10th through the 11th. Those two frontal systems will bring us an opportunity for rain again and some slight cooling, and hopefully we'll get enough precipitation out of those events to make a little bit more of a difference for the crop-level stress. But by then, we'll be at mid-month, and the relief potential for the crops becomes a little bit less significant in the sense of being able to restore yield potentials. The longer we go without meaningful rain in the western Corn Belt, the higher the potential is that we'll do irreversible damage, and that is already taking place, in my opinion. We'll expect to see the temperature bias to continue to be in a warmer than usual mode as we move deeper into September. There should not be any serious crop-threatening cold conditions coming up for a while. We are watching a cold air mass for late next week across eastern Canada, and that might have some impact on Manitoba. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.